Our next game is about St. Louis celebrities. There are so many famous people from the city. Yeah. So if you live here and you're not famous, my question is, what happened? Claire, the full thing that you are studying is international development, minoring in French, and global health.
It's a mouthful for sure.
Yeah, great. I feel like you're going to save the world en français.
Peut-être.
Yeah, okay. How? Just out of curiosity, how did the French find its way into this?
I started taking French when I was in the sixth grade because it was the only thing that fit into my schedule in middle school.
Yeah.
But I ended up participating in a pen pal program in my high school and made a great friend that lives in Dijon. So it's sort of been this long, strange friendship halfway across the world. So
you're keeping up with the French
yeah.
for the friendship.
For the friendship, and also it's very useful in diplomacy in developing countries.
Great. Derek, I would also like to say happy 9th wedding anniversary.
Thank you. We couldn't think of anything more romantic than spending it with you guys, so
yeah.
Glad we're here.
Yeah, it's today.
It's today.
Yeah, it's happening right now.
As we speak, our dinner we are not at is happening.
Okay, great. So what are you going to be doing for the rest of the year to make up for this?
Whatever she says in the front row.
Great. Well done. I would make it expensive and elaborate. So this audio quiz is called St. Louisians. You call yourselves Louis...
No, Lusians.
St. Lusians? She's saying Lusians. Am I right?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That night, the theater burned
okay.
down.
St. Louisians? Okay. St. Lucians was shot down. This audio quiz is called St. Louisians. Yogi Berra, Tina Turner, Scott Bakula, what do they all have in common? They were born or grew up in St. Louis. So we're going to play an audio clip of a famous person from St. Louis. You tell me who that person is, and this game is worth double points. Claire, you're in the lead. You stay in the lead, and you are in the final round. Derek, you need to get more points, or you will receive a Chicago Cubs baseball cap. I love playing to this crowd. Very strong opinions.
Full disclosure, I'm from Chicago originally.
What? Oh, no.
Guys, we cannot have a fight this early in the show.
I love this.
All right. This poet read at Bill Clinton's inauguration in 1993.
And say simply, very simply, with hope, good morning.
Claire.
It's Maya Angelou.
That is Maya Angelou. Before this sportscaster called Cubs games, he was in the booth in St. Louis.
A supercharged afternoon in St. Louis. The Cardinals could win the pennant today. The Cardinals could lose the pennant today. The Cardinals could finish in a two-way tie today. The Cardinals could finish in a three-way tie today.
Derek.
Harry Carey.
That's correct, yeah. I don't know if he was giving all those options so they could, like, edit the one that fit, and they would be like, he's a prophet. Name the Emmy-winning actor giving this emotional eulogy.
I know we all loved Mr. McGiggles. He was a good, solid lizard, a rock-solid lizard, so I'm told.
Not sure. Okay, here's a hint. Relax, everybody. It's going to be okay. He's from... This Is Us?
Oh.
Claire.
Sterling K. Brown.
That is correct. Who's the artist behind this 2017 album, Control?
Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, I just keep him satisfied through the weekend.
No? Anyone want to ring in with a guess? Anything? No. All right. We were looking for SZA. Here's your last clue. Who's this?
Go, Johnny, go, go. Johnny, be good.
Claire.
It's Chuck Berry.
That is correct. You guys are great contestants. Well done. Thank you.
Thank you.
After two games, Claire is going to the final round. Coming up, we'll find out who will face off against Claire in our final round, and we'll be joined by two-thirds of the band, Matt and Kim. Matt will be here, Kim will be here, and could not make it. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.